Track 2.
Listening text. Canadian businesses. Listen to the radio interview about Canadian businesses. As you listen, take notes in the boxes provided in your book. Number 1.
Hi and welcome. My name is Paul Kitt and this is Business Insights. I'm joined today by the founder and CEO of the Hit and Note Winery in Kelowna, BC, Alex White. This winery started off as a small one-building shop with a vineyard, but has now expanded to 3 different locations throughout the Okanagan in BC. Now, Alex, firstly, why did you decide to get into the winery business when there were already a large number of wineries?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me. That's a great question. I always believed that those wineries were missing something. They had wine, but they had nothing unique about them. That's why I decided to set up the Hit a Note Winery.
And what makes your winery successful in a market that already has a lot of wine?
Well, our niche is that we provide a combination of a warm and welcoming atmosphere and also the fact that we produce music on site. We use the vibrations of the music produced here to help ferment the wine, so you can create music and wine at the same time. We all know the Okanagan is home to many wineries, and Kelowna is a very vibrant and artsy city. So we figured, why not combine both? I love wine and I love music. I just combined my 2 passions.
And did you have any struggles when you set up your business?
Oh, of course. It's never easy to get a business off the ground. In our first year, 2008, we dealt with the smoke from wildfires and an extremely cold winter. We nearly went belly up. In our second year, we had a major problem when we lost an entire batch of wine because one of our staff members was cutting corners. However, we managed to get through those problems and eventually our business got back on track. And then it just took off.
What advice do you have for people wanting to set up their own business?
Just do it. You can't sit around and wait. You need to take a risk. Be prepared to work at a loss for a while. Build up a loyal customer base who will promote your business through word of mouth. And most of all, don't cut corners. It never goes well.
Thank you very much, Alex, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Number 2.
Welcome back to another episode of Business Insights. I'm Paul Kitt. And today we are going to interview Joan Ludgreen, who is the creator, designer, and genius behind the company Violet Fashion. Thanks for joining us, Joan.
Thank you for inviting me on, Paul. I've been excited about this all week.
So, your clothing company started off in 2005. Is that correct?
Yes, we were established in 2005, but we had the idea long before that.
And then by 2020, your company was the leading fashion brand in Canada, right?
It sure was, and we are only going to get bigger.
So tell me, how did you manage that?
Well, as you mentioned, we launched our business in 2005 and we kept our message simple, comfortable clothing for men at an affordable price. We started off as a homegrown business, selling our clothing locally. It was not long before we couldn't keep up with demand.
A nice problem to have.
Oh yes, we had a niche business and didn't even realize it. We also had some people invest in our business, and that really helped take us to the next level.
So, you went from being established in 2005 to being a leading fashion company in the space of 15 years. Wow. What was the turning point for you?
Well, the investors we had were from all over the world, and they helped us expand into other markets. I really felt we made it when we sent out our first exports to Europe. It was always a dream to have our products in stores across the world, and we did it. I still can't believe we are a multinational company.
Not bad for a local Kelowna company, hey? So, what's next for Violet Fashion?
Oh, that's simple. We are expanding our target market. We want to create clothing for women as well as men. Since we were founded in 2005, I always had a dream of expansion and increasing our market. We have achieved a lot so far, but we are nowhere near finished.
Do you have any advice for up-and-coming entrepreneurs?
Don't give up. It took us a long time to get where we are. It was not easy, and there were a lot of uphill battles, but we never lost focus and always stayed loyal to the goals we set when we established the company.
Can I ask, what are those goals?
One, create quality products at an affordable and ethical price. Two, have the best customer service in the business. And three, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I can't tell you how many mistakes we make, but we learn from them.
I can't thank you enough, Joan, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Thank you, Paul. It was my pleasure.
Number three.
Good morning to Business Insights. It's your other favorite radio show host, Cynthia Douglas, as Paul is sick today. Today we are joined by a local Kelowna business leader in the coffee world. This company, OK Coffee, started off as a small shack at a local farmers market, but since then it has expanded to four locations in BC and more to come on the horizon. To start off, Kurt, I love your coffee.
Oh, thank you. A lot of people do.
Well, coffee shops are a dime a dozen these days. It seems that every corner has a coffee shop. What makes your coffee shop unique?
It's simple, really. From the moment we launched about 10 years ago, we have always provided a unique environment to enjoy your coffee. From the design inside the store to the music we play, and the fact that we have a mini library in all our coffee shops makes our coffee shops different than other mainstream coffee shops.
Where did you get the idea to have a 1950s themed coffee shop?
I've always loved the 1950s. When I was a kid, my parents had an old record player and always had old music playing. I guess I grew up with it. I also loved watching movies from the 50s and seeing how the coffee shops were then. Well, that's what inspired me to create a 1950s themed coffee shop. It's a rare niche. Not many places offer this kind of environment to relax in. We have milkshakes, comics, our staff all wear uniforms from the 50s, and of course, we have a lovely old dog in the shop that loves meeting new customers.
What is your target market?
We really aim for anyone and everyone. Like most coffee shops, we have a morning rush. You know, people going to work or school. But it's the community meetings, which we host on a Thursday, that have become real popular. I know we have some groups that study there from time to time, so students are also a big factor in our success. And another thing is that a lot of people come to our coffee shop to just relax by themselves. It's a nice, quiet atmosphere and perfect for studying or having some quiet downtime.
Where do you get your coffee?
We import our coffee from several countries. When we were first established, we only had Brazilian coffee. However, now we import coffee from six different countries. I think my favorite is Colombian coffee. COVID made it a little difficult as some countries were not exporting. So we focused on what we could get from the countries which were still in operation, and thankfully it worked out in the end.
In the last 3 years, your coffee shop has expanded to open up in four different locations. How's that going for you?
Well, it has been fun but busy. I'm not gonna lie. It was stressful at first because I'd never envisaged us getting this big. But with some good advice from our business advisors, we were able to manage the expansion. So now we have four stores, two in downtown Kelowna, one at the airport, and one at the local university.
Do you have any advice for someone who wants to set something similar up?
Understand that it won't be lucrative at the start. It might take a few years before you can take a sun holiday and not worry about the store you run, but it's worth it.
Where do you see your business in 5 to 10 years?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not sure yet. You know, we're thinking of opening a new location in Vancouver or Toronto. That would be very exciting, but also a lot of work. Again, COVID made it a little difficult to import supplies, so we always have to think about that. But overall, I believe that in 5 to 10 years, we will have more stores, more loyal customers. I don't want to be a multinational company, but I'd love to be Canada's leading coffee chain.
Kurt, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on your show, Cynthia. I'm a huge fan of Business Insights.